Question for you. Are the most dangerous problems always the big problems? Hey, I'm Dylan, and you're listening to Unlocked, your daily key to unlocking God's Word in your life. What are the big problems or sins you think you need to watch out for? Maybe that someone you love dying will throw you off your faith, or you get tempted to go down roads that will hurt you and those you love. But it's not always the big stuff you need to be aware of. It's the little, everyday irritations and temptations that can trip you up the most. We'll get into that with today's Devo, The Most Dangerous, by A.W. Smith. What would you say is the most dangerous animal in the world? Sharks, or maybe lions or snakes? If we look at the number of humans killed each year by these predators, we find that sharks kill about a dozen humans per year, lions kill more than 100, and snakes kill over 100,000. But the deadliest animal, by far, is the mosquito. Unlike many dangerous animals, they live in close proximity to humans and bite unprovoked. These annoying little insects don't seem like they could cause much damage, but in some parts of the world, they carry malaria and other diseases that have killed a lot of people. It's estimated that mosquitoes cause over 700,000 human deaths per year. That's way more than sharks, lions, and snakes combined. Thinking about mosquitoes can help us remember that we need to watch out for dangerous little things in our lives too. It's not always the big things that discourage us, like family problems or a serious illness. The seemingly small frustrations of daily life, like running late or getting a bad grade, can have an effect on us too. In our disappointment or irritation or fear, we're often tempted to lash out at people, numb out on social media, or sin in any number of ways. But God calls us to a different way. In 1 Peter 5, 8 and 9, the Bible says, "Stay alert, watch out for your great enemy, the devil. He prowls around like a roaring lion, looking for someone to devour. Stand firm against him and be strong in your faith." The Bible compares the devil to a roaring lion, but the devil often uses little things to try to get us to sin and to forget that God loves us. Sometimes the little problems are the ones that can wear us down to the point we make a hurtful remark or give in to other temptations. The best way to stand firm against the enemy and resist his mosquito-like temptations is through prayer. When we take time to remember that Jesus loves us, that he extends forgiveness to us, and that he wants to help us with every problem we face, no matter how big or small, it changes how we respond to the painful things we experience. The truth is, we don't have to go through any difficulty alone. We can talk to Jesus about all of them. He promises to be with us through all the big things and all the small things too. So let's talk about this a little more. Do you notice how little things can affect you? When all the small irritations pile up, what helps you focus on Jesus? Now, as you and I can read in 1 Peter 5:7, "Give all your worries and cares to God, for he cares about you." And dive into God's word for more in Ephesians chapter 4, verses 20 through 32, and chapter 6, verses 10 through 18, and then over to 1 Peter chapter 5, verses 6 through 10 to keep God's word alive in your life. Unlocked is a resource from Keys for Kids Ministries. And what did you think of today's story? Or what could we do better on the Unlocked podcast or app? You can always tell us what you think or ask questions when you go to unlocked.org and tap contact in the menu. And come back for tomorrow's devotion with Natalie, how your daily devotions are kind of like going to the dentist. But until then, I'm Dylan, encouraging you to live life unlocked, opening the door to God in your life.